Good luck, everyone. The question I want to talk about tonight is how is it possible that a halacha in Hilchos Sukkah could be matir in aguna? And I'll explain what I mean. The Mishnah in Avos, in the end of the fifth parak of Avos, says that ben bagmag omer hafeichba vafeichba de kulaba. You should be mahapech in the Torah, learn it as much as you can, de kulaba, because it's all there. So what does this Mishnah mean? So Reb Chaim Velazhin is pirish ruach chaim in Avos, says the following pirush in this Mishnah. Unfortunately, I don't have the Reb Chaim Velazhin in front of me, the place where I am. I don't really have so many svarim, so I might not be quoting it accurately. But if I remember correctly, this is pretty much what he says over there. He says that Torah, all the Torah is all connected. It's really all one, it's all echad. And because of that, a person could learn one inyan, and if you're ma'ayan hetev into one inyan, you try to get to the depths of it, that could affect a totally unrelated, seemingly unrelated area of Torah. And from what you're mechanish in one inyan, it can have ramifications in other inyanim of Torah that are seemingly unrelated. And then Chaim Velazhin gives an example. He says, Kagain, for example, from Hilchos Sukkah, a person is able to be matar and aguna. Be matar and aguna from Hilchos Sukkah. That's all he says. Sasam lo pirish, what does he mean? He doesn't explain what this means, how he can be matar and aguna from Hilchos Sukkah. So I saw that somebody once asked this question to Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. He said, what does Reb Chaim Velazhin mean? Where is there halacha in Hilchos Sukkah that could be matar and aguna? And Reb Chaim Kanievsky, b'kiyusa atzuma, right away said, clarifying, he says, Ayin baba basa, kuf samach beis and mabeis. He referenced the Gemara baba basa and kuf samach beis. So what does Gemara say over there? The Gemara is talking about a shtar. You have a shtar, whether it's a shtar mammon or a get. The halacha is that you have the text of the shtar, the nusach of what's written in the shtar, and then you have the edim signed on the bottom. And the halacha is that there can't be a blank space between the edim and the nusach of the shtar and the text of the shtar. The problem would be obvious that if you have a blank space in between, anyone can add what he wants. After the edim signed it, you could forge something which the edim never testified on. So you're not allowed to have a blank space between the edim, the makam chasimus edim, and the shtar. But the Gemara gives an etzah. If there is a blank space, there's a way to fix that, and you could do something very simple. You could fill it up with edim psulim, edim krevim. You could add names of edim that are pasul edis, edim that are krevim. And even though they're pasul edis, we don't care because you have edim ksharim on the bottom. This is just a way to fill up this space, and that way it's no longer a chashash of zif, and the shtar will be kosher. But then the Gemara is bothered, how could it be such a thing? How could it be that when the space is empty, the shtar would be pasul? But now that you added edim sulim, which l'chaim makes it worse, now the shtar will become kosher. How could it be that adding a davar ha-paisul is worse than something which is blank, which is l'chaim not pasul at all? So the Gemara says, al titma. The Gemara says, that's not a kosher. Don't ask me this question. How could it be that adding a psul is worse than the blank space? Because the Gemara references a halacha in Hilchos Sukkah from our sugya over here in Daf Yud Zayin, which shows a similar thing. The Gemara says over here in Daf Yud Zayin that Tzchach Pasul is Pasul B'Shloisha. I'm sorry, Tzchach Pasul is Pasul B'Arba Tfachim. Aver is Pasul B'Shloisha. Aver is Pasul with three Tfachim. So if you have three Tfachim of Aver in your sukkah, you have just empty space in your sukkah, it's going to be Pasul. But if you Mileo B'Shvaidim, if you fill it up with a Shvaid or with a Tzchach Pasul, you fill up that three Tfachim of Aver with Tzchach Pasul, now suddenly your sukkah will become kosher because it's no longer avir, it's chach pasul, and chach pasul is only pasul by arba, and you don't have avir, you only have three tfachim of chach pasul. So zakti umar, you see from Hilchos Sukkah, there's such a musig that when it's avir, when it's blank, it's pasul. But yet, when you add a davar ha-paisul, when you add chach pasul, which seemingly would make it worse, it really makes it better, and now it's going to be kosher because you no longer have the three tfachim of avir. So it's a pal de ketsushtal, the tsushtal, but as I zakti umar, that you see from this halacha by sukkah, that huidim by shtar will not be a problem, and that Zakti B'chaim Kievsky is what B'chaim Velazhiner meant, that a halach and Hilchos Sukkah can be matar and aguna, because what would happen if a person gave such a get to his wife and there was blank space between the edim and the shtar, the get would be pasul, and then he filled in with edim krevim. Question is that going to make the get kosher or not? So that will depend on Hilchos Sukkah, because we find in Hilchos Sukkah that if you fill up the avir with the psulim, it's going to be machshir. Huidim by a get will be machshir, and now the get would be a good get, and his wife will be megarashis, but if not for this halacha in Hilchos Sukkah, she would be an aguna, and that's how we find that halacha in Hilchos Sukkah could be matir and aguna. So that is the unbelievable B'kiyas of Chaim Kanievsky, being mazber, the oimek of the remizas of Reb Chaim Velazhiner, and as we move on to the second parak, we'll see Mitzvah Shem, there's another Gemara over there that would seem to fit the bill of what Reb Chaim Velazhiner meant, another case that could possibly, another example of a halacha in Hilchos Sukkah being matir and aguna, but for some reason, Reb Chaim Kanievsky did not reference that Gemara, If anyone knows that Gemara, then what that could be, please let me know. And when we get there, Mr. Shem, we'll see why that is not the Gemara that Mechan Velazhen was referring to. Mechan Kinevsky actually bavarzen and says, well, I cannot mean that Gemara, but al-Kabanim, there is another Gemara coming up that Lechara could potentially fit what Mechan Velazhen is saying as well. Agotavach.